Carolyn Russell was born to dance. She knew it. Her family knew it. So it stands to reason that whatever she did, wherever she went, the arts would always be part of her. Before she founded Culture Theatre School of Dance in 1988, she was a teacher and would use the arts to instruct and inspire.
And it so happened that they found the class so interesting that they stopped sculling school and start coming to class.
To some, she is a mediator. To others, a counselor.
One of the things that we do, we empower the students, is for them to remember that they are God-given children and they are well-made. So they must embrace themselves, believe in themselves. And I remember saying to the parents, listen to your children. They are hurting.
Mrs. Russell Smith recalls the healing power of the arts.
And we had a situation wherein that child felt that she was going to commit suicide. And we got so passionate about the thing, I ended up crying with the kids. And everything came out in that dance.
As a young woman, Carolyn Russell Smith moved from Portland to start life in the city with her husband, Captain Barrington Smith. A while later, they moved to Manchester. She took her love for the performing arts with her wherever she went and honed her skills while teaching the arts. She has taught at almost every level of the education system, from Port Antonio All Age to her alma mater, the Cultural Training Center, now the Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts. She's also graced the classrooms of Excelsior Community College, Michael University College, and others. And today, she runs the Culture Theatre School of Dance, filling a gap in the Mandeville area for options to practice dance theatre.
Mandeville was not my choice, because I left all my friends and thing in Kingston. It took me 3 months to come out of the house because all my friends had gone to bush. But anyway, they, what they call it, inveigled me to, why not start a dance school?
30 years later, and Culture Theatre School of Dance serves as a place of healing and therapy, not just recreation, for scores of young people.
I've used dance for therapy because I have two students. One came in slightly hearing impaired and muscle spasm. Now she's stretched out. Now she's straightened, right? And it's a beauty. At first, when the mommy called and asked if I would take her, I said yes. I could not turn back the child, but the same man said, oh, am I going to manage this? But she has blossomed, proved to the other kids that she can do it.
It is therefore no surprise that Carolyn Russell Smith is a recipient of the Prime Minister's Jamaica 55 Commemorative Medal of Appreciation for service to education and the creative arts. She offers her expertise as an examiner for theatre arts and has served as an adjudicator at the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission JCDC's annual Festival of the Arts. Parents of children who have benefited from her years of service to the performing arts say she is well-deserving of national recognition.
It is a well-deserved award. I must say, personally, Mrs. Smith has been a role model for not only the students, but for the parents. She offers not only dance, but holistic built-up. She caters to their spiritual life and ensures that they do well academically.
A very, very well-deserved award. She focuses a lot on the whole students. So she talks to them about how they're to carry themselves, about decorum, about behavior, about presenting themselves to represent their parents well on the road. And it has been a growing experience, not only for the children, but I think for most of the parents as well. And we're really happy for her, really, really proud of her.
Parents Faithlyn Miller and Janice Harris. Mrs. Russell Smith says for as long as she is able, she will give her best and nothing less as she continues to shape lives in keeping with the motto of the Culture Theatre School of Dance.
Excellence, nothing less, making bold steps.
Hey, you! Yes, you sir with the canned beef and you little miss with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me now, please. It tastes good, don't? But guess what? A hit CM1 are gonna raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.